Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Council Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey there, my name is Adam. I play as Vons, and also Vons, the nacho, cheese, and original ranch flavors both. We all use the he/him pronouns. Today, one of our Vonses is probably searching through a kitchen to find something. Or maybe he's in the alchemy lab of Wizard Dave. We don't know. We haven't seen him in a while. The other Vons just succeeded at doing cool ninja shit.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is on the ceiling.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. So we are both known as Weldroa right now. We use any pronoun. They use any pronouns you can throw at them, and I use she, they pronouns. Wealthy is going to take a potion so she can feel better.
I'm pretty sure anything you throw at Weldroa will stick.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and we fixed it. We fixed everything. All fixed.
All fixed.
If you want to show that you finally approve of us now that we fixed everything, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, heals us from emotional trauma, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
Hey, Spotify finally decided to take down their ICE ads.
Yeah,
I mean, they still have Joe Rogan, but you know.
Yeah. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Last time, Weldroa was in a battle with one of the stalactite darkness monsters. She killed it with magic missile. Surprise! Grix fixed two of the conduits and figured out that all of the switches to reactivate the shield are on the ceiling, and there is no longer a walkway that goes that services those levers. And so we all had to, Squirrelo, Jesse, and Grix had to get on Grix's dragon mount and go up to make little ledges near those levers so that we could all hit the levers at once. Weldroa got hit by one of the magical surges from the core and was very, very down in hit points, and so had to go leave the room so she could take a potion. Cool Vons fixed the last of the consoles in the reality fucky turning tunnel area, and it fixed reality in the turny tunnel area. And then he climbed up and was able to coordinate with everyone to hit the last one of the levers. So we all hit the levers at the same time, and the shield went back into place. The core mellowed and gravity was normal again. And that is where the episode ended.
Yay! Yeah.
All right. So, you're in the core. A couple of you are hanging out on stone ledges far above the ground. Cool Vons, you are currently learning exactly how athletic all those gymnasts you saw on TV were. As you're keeping yourself braced against the ceiling and the lever that you currently have in the down position. So, you know, just keep that tension going. Forever. Ignore the shaking in your muscles. It's fine. Grix, you're on the back of a dragon. You couldn't give less of a fuck.
Huh?
And so you've caused the core shielding to crash back. The core's backup shielding to crash down as it was designed to do. You gave it a little boost on the levers. And yep, the core seems to have mellowed out and it's certainly not destroying the room anymore. So that's good. And you know where some consoles are. We can check on exactly how it's doing inside that shield to some extent. But first, I know there's an obvious answer, but how do you all get down?
Dragon.
Yeah,
you all get down via dragon.
Yeah, I think dragon. At least for the ones of us who didn't climb up ourselves.
Yeah, oh, you're going to leave Cool Vons just up there?
Vons he climbed advantage. Up somehow.
He took advantage of some still floating consoles, which...
Because
everything stopped spinning, but some stuff still stayed in the air. So, there's also a large crashing noise.
Well, yeah.
A bunch of loose stuff crashes into the floor from various heights.
Well, that's a mess.
Yeah, and more crystals everywhere. Those weren't expensive. It's cool. And Weldroa, far off in a corner, you see your enemy, because the creature did move away into darkness and fled to the side of the room, apparently, because there's nowhere for it to go.
The side of the room that I'm on?
The side of the very large room, because you never actually got out of the core.
Right, but the side of the room that I'm on, or another side? How could there be shadows in a round room?
There isn't.
Oh, okay.
Although it is much darker. It's not doing a very good job hiding. It's trying to be a stalactite in a very clearly. But I realized it had no way to get out the door. So.
That's true.
It went for remembered how it got in sometime a zillion years ago and then went, oh no.
I feel like shit. I'm down to 2 points. And it's not looking too good either. I mean, I magic missiled it to hell. I'm gonna continue on to the door, and I'm gonna leave the door open.
Okay, you hit the stone shape on the first door, you step through.
Whoosh!
The second door is locked until you close the inner door. And the outer door, I believe, also has a problem with the whole opening-closing thing. So, how strong are you feeling today?
Doesn't those who...
Those of the high mountains?
Those of the high mountains... Those who speak to mountains, I was not getting that, bringing that name up. Doesn't those of the high mountains open that door?
No, those of the high mountains just fucked off through the wall.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I might be getting the order of operations wrong, but Jesse opened one of the doors going outwards. Actually, I think the inner door is
Well, the last time that, I mean, when Cog went out to take his potion, those of the high mountains went with him.
Yeah, no, you just have to ask those of the high mountains, and then it will take you out.
So I'm gonna shout, those are the high mountains, I need help getting out of here.
You get picked up with no ceremony and deposited into the hallway.
Oh, shit. Okay, thank you. So I'm gonna take my helmet off and go into the control room and grab one of my potions and take the potion that I have, which is...
Where are you going to grab one of your potions?
Into the control room.
What control room?
The helm is full of...
The helm.
You're in a hallway.
Yeah, the helm is also full of magic radiation. Less so, but...
I mean, I think we would just, like, have had them on our...
Yeah, you can stand in the hallway.
Okay, all right, we'll stand... I don't know.
You would have left all your gear in a place that's unsafe for you to not be, to be out of armor.
That's right. The helm is okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. It's been weeks. Okay. So I'll just wiggle out of my suit enough to take the potion, and I have a Do I need a critical wound? I'll take the critical wounds. I want to get back up to as much as possible on my. And remind me how to do this again.
Cool, Vons, or actually, original recipe Vons. What's the roll?
Because he's the one that made it.
That's right.
So,
and I like this bit, so it will never die.
Yeah, it's so much fun to put your hands in the fate, or your fate in the hands of these wonky ass dice. Sorry, I apparently didn't log all the way into roll 20.
Okay, yeah, it's 5d8.
5d8?
Because it's critical.
Lucky you. Okay, I don't care what's new. Okay.
But have you considered upgrading?
Pew. That's so many D8. All right. There goes. And you still only got 15.
All right. I'm up to 17 now.
I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Well, I can only go to 26, so not the end of the world.
All right. So you're doing okay?
I'm doing all right. A little tired, but okay.
A couple of people are out in the hallway, should you wish to talk to them. And brought Lucky and Jaspar and Shield over, and FM appears to have joined them.
I let them know what's going on, that you know, the crystal was not shielded, everything was out of control, things were a bit wonky. I dislodged what was blocking the shield. Everybody went around the room and did their things and dropped levers, and now the backup shield is down, and we should be able to get in there and figure out what's going on and how to get the crystal to not fuck up the arcs.
I want to be very clear. By the shield is down, we mean the shield is in place.
Yes.
Because...
Yeah. Okay. The shield is in place.
Thank you for that clarification.
Just the opposite direction? Up is also...
Oh, is it the figurative up or the literal up, I think, is the big question.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, this is Ian's fault. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's never been any sort of protective barrier that's dropped down before in the entire history of the world. FM gives you a look and is like, is everyone still alive?
Yes, everyone is still alive. I think I was the one most badly hurt. I have a... stalactite monster I need to take care of, but I didn't feel like killing it because it was really hungry. It'd been in there a long time, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel bad for it. Oh, and I shouldn't, but I do. That's how I feel today, okay?
Okay.
All right, so while you're having your guilt over...
I'm just not down with killing a creature that's not hurting me, even though it has the potential to.
Note to self, have every character release Wealthy. Well, she is at one hit point remaining, and then have the environment kill her instead. Or unconscious, that works too. Anyway, so everyone else who is in the core, what are you doing immediately after climbing on down?
I mean, it makes sense to recover.
We're not like hurting though. None of the rest of us are like in danger in any way.
I'm at
2 hit points. Oh, you're at what?
Remember the fireball that hit you guys?
Oh shit!
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Well, I guess maybe I'm gonna just encourage everybody to go out in the hall first. I can take a potion.
I was like, well, I guess they're the ones who keep the notes, but
I guess I'm down by 31 hit points.
I guess.
The thing is, that still puts me far above most of you.
It's you and Alara getting blown up by fireballs and just looking at everyone else and being like, what's your problem? Chin up. Get back out there.
I drink, yes. Or I apply a cure light wounds.
All right. So I assume you all meander on out to the hallway.
Yeah. I give Frymeath back his...
flaming sword.
Yeah, I give Frymeath back his flaming sword.
Thank you.
Maybe we go... check out Wizard Dave's liquor cabinet.
Mm.
I'm going to do a cure serious wounds because that's what I have the most of.
Okay. So I assume you all go back to the Great Wizard Dave's chateau because it's that a stone hallway or making your way across a very large river, by which I mean 10 whole feet. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go back to Dave's.
Okay.
Adam, can I get a 3d8?
3d8 coming up. Oops. Nope. Not that. Well, fine. I guess I'll just add 2 more. Okay, so it looks like 13.
Okay.
One of those was a 7. One of those was a 2.
All right. And then Grix was taking a Cure Light.
Uh-huh. Just my own spell.
Oh, okay. Casting your own spell rather than using a potion. All right.
Yep.
Do you roll to save against your own illusion?
No.
So it doesn't work. I just love that that is there.
Uh-huh.
So an illusion is trying to save your life. You can disbelieve them.
Yeah, no, I believe it, and I do it.
All right, cool. So you all are back in the Great Wizard Dave's home. Original recipe Vons.
Mm-hmm.
People have been gone for, I don't know, an hour, maybe a little less.
Mm-hmm.
What have you gotten up to in that time? Is the Great Wizard Dave's home, in fact, still standing?
It is. It smells funny, though.
What kind of funny?
Oh, there's like all kinds of stuff boiling in the alchemy lab. Probably got stuff going to make some potions with the rare ingredients that he's got on hand. And nachos. The nachos are also making things smell funny. These are old chips.
And yet when you tried one, it tasted extremely fresh. Right out of the fryer, cooled just the right amount.
Don't know how that works. Don't know how the cheese is still functional. This guy's got a really good fridge. Might have to try to take this fridge home. Dibs on the fridge.
We just gotta get back out to the cart. It's not that far.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's made it this far. It can certainly get back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when all of you return, there are all sorts of weird smells, including... God, would you even recognize the smell? I need intelligence checks from all the party members. Actually, no, wait, because Cool Vons and Steamboat Willie would recognize the smell.
Steamboat Willie's not here. Right?
No, he came down.
He went to the Great Wizard Dave's.
He came
place,
down into the oh. Great Wizard Dave's.
Oh, he just didn't have a suit, so he didn't
no,
get he just didn't
have a suit. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so okay. He wasn't
he's,
in the
he's
core.
Probably yeah, he's probably fridge. Spent this whole time trying to keep nacho flavored Vons from breaking things.
Or raiding the fridge. Or something know. Else. The choice is yours.
Right. Okay, I will do. So
maybe he was encouraging Vons
check.
To break things.
Oh, I got a natural one. I don't know jack shit. I don't even.
Yeah, I just rolled real bad.
I don't know anything about anything.
Forgot how to smell.
Okay, other prime party members. Other prime party members. Roll.
I got a 6. Okay. 10 is 16 plus 2 is 18. Thank God for levels.
I don't know why I rolled. I think we assume that, yeah, cool Vons.
Yeah, cool Vons knows the smell. You'd be rolling for original recipe Vons.
Oh, well. OG Vons got, I guess that would come out to, what, 19?
Okay.
What did Cedral get?
You were rolling for both of you.
No. Anyway, I got an 18.
I'll roll for Cedral.
I would love to get into the RPG on the radio version of Find That Smell.
I've never heard of that.
Because I'm not familiar with the apparently mainstream version of Find That Smell.
We've all played Find That Smell.
Oh, that one. Oh, good. I found where that smell is coming from. Also, oh no, I found where that smell is coming from. Yeah.
And then it's the home game version of What Gets Out X, Y, or Z. It's...
Yeah. All right. Luckily, you don't have to play that because it's a pleasant smell. So, the drawer rolled shit. Sorry. Wealthy, what did you get?
An 18.
Okay. And then cool Vaughn. And then original recipe Vaughn's rolls at 19. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to give it to OG Vaughn's because he nailed it, relatively speaking, and more importantly, has more context for this smell.
And hygiene.
So all of you pick up on that. It smells a little bit sweet, a little bit bready. OG Vaughn's, your ears perk up. Your nose perks up. You smell one of the rarest ingredients of them all. Chocolate.
Oh, it's chocolate.
Oh, my.
Cool Vons and Steamboat.
Uh-huh.
It smells like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
Ah. Someone's been baking.
Yes. And as you all are walking in, you would probably see that Underling is in the kitchen and apparently baking.
Where'd they get vanilla up here?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Baking.
What is that fantastic smell?
Oh, I can't smell anything, but I mean, like, I'm just always interested in what people are doing.
Take your helmet off.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. Jessie takes her helmet off.
You smell an unfamiliar, but I assume, delightful smell. Unless Jessie hates sweets and baked goods.
I think Jessie's chill about all of that.
Jessie strikes me as an eat whatever she is offered kind of person and find enjoyment in the vast majority of it.
Yeah, I would say that Jessie's whole thing is that she'll just eat. She's just down for whatever almost all the time, unless you're getting her up in the middle of the night to go on a wild goose chase.
What if tonight's night they weren't a responsible adult? What then?
Well, we'll find that out in the morning.
Yeah. But made chocolate chip cookies.
Hey, great. Thank you.
You guys want some? I can't actually eat these.
Is that... like a thing that you've been hoping to do for a while? Tell us something heartwarming.
I mean, I never disliked baking, and now I get to choose what I want to do. And from the way you all look, I'm guessing it's not great up there, so I figured I'd spend some time using my hands. And so how bad is it up in the city?
Can you remind us what manner of a stone creature Underling is?
Little gargoyle looking, like stone and copper. Animated statue.
Aww. We tell Underling what's going on upstairs. The whole
state of the city.
Pain. We're trying to fix the core so that we can land, and because for years the Cabal was just feeding people into the core to keep it going, and that's not acceptable to us, and...
Oh, yeah, that was quite the debate.
Oh, who was debating?
Well, among other people. Presumably the Cabal at some point. I assume some of those old bastards are still alive. But Great Wizard Dave and Dr. Grove has had some disagreements on this front, but yeah, got convinced at some point. Well, got convinced eventually because the other option was, you know, falling out of the sky sooner rather than later. So it was supposed to be a bit of an escape valve.
Yeah, they made a ship for that instead.
Oh, I'm an escape valve in terms of Great Wizard Dave's ego, but sure.
Wait, what do you mean?
Wanted to fix it, buying himself more time.
Oh, Great Wizard Dave was trying to fix the core?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, notes on that or anything?
I mean, he didn't get much anywhere, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
we could look at those.
Y'all go back to the Great Wizard Dave's laboratory and look at his notes.
Vons!
Jesse nudges the Great Squirrello and goes, hey, remember how we talked about collaboration? Probably the Great Wizard Dave could have accomplished some things if he had collaborated. And then she, like, winks exaggeratedly at Squirrello.
Squirrello gives you a very exaggerated wink back, which I imagine is disconcerting with giant squirrel eyes. Well, it also sounds like he may have collaborated on creating an atrocity. I take your point.
That's true, but this is one thing. I mean, he succeeded at creating an atrocity. He didn't succeed at fixing the core.
So you're saying we can collaborate and not do war crimes?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if you start doing war crimes, I'm going to kill you. So
fair.
And like, I know I'm not like one of the peacekeepers and I should probably go through due process. But, you know, you got to punch a Nazi.
Your nose is bleeding.
It's fine.
Sounds like it was worth it.
It's fine. I still have 58 hit points.
To the notes. Those of you who are reading the notes, make intelligence checks.
All right.
Well, you were gone. Actually,
almost as bad as I could.
OG Vons, would you have done anything with the Great Wizard Dave's body? Or just like left it in the corner because it wasn't in your way?
Well, yeah, totally would have looted it. Like, thoroughly. If that guy had fillings, he doesn't anymore. apart from that, yeah, there's like a little, we needed a free chair, so there's like a little sculpture in the corner that just stacked bones.
He made his way onto the floor, so yeah, you rate him for everything he's got, which I'll try to figure out what would have been on the Great Wizard Dave when he was just working in his lab.
Sitting at his desk.
And or how many fillings he might have had for you. So grim. but yeah, you kind of sweep him to the side and...
There's like a little doll in the corner made of bones that are just tied together. It's real cute.
Man, that is creepy as fuck.
I mean, he wasn't using them.
Says Jesse aloud.
What if Blair Witch went bigger?
Oh.
There's probably like a whole little like set of characters in that little diorama there.
Right.
Hi, I'm Wizard Dave. I've got more alchemy stuff than I know what to do with. I'm Wizard Dave's girlfriend, and I'd like to watch Wizard Dave.
I'm going to say that while everyone else here's what I'm going to do while everyone else is doing this.
Well, a couple of you are contemplating desecration.
Jesse's going to collect FM and be like, hey, let's bury this guy. Don't care where.
That is a good idea.
Great. So we're going to go out to like wherever the fuck that garden was that we walked through and just bury, like just dig a hole and put him in it. I don't care.
Grad student brings you a
shovel. Well,
a shovel and also before that, what looks to be some sort of floral bed skirt that must have been in storage to gather up the bones and take them.
Okay, great. Yeah. So I'm burying Wizard Dave. And then we're not doing any more desecration. No one's going to take the bones and make an even bigger bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not making bread. We're not making a bigger ooze monster. We're just putting him to rest.
Are you sure those are wizard bones?
Like, I don't
that, like,
care.
Might be really good for the ooze monster.
Hey, I don't care.
I mean, if dragon dust is a component.
Does anybody know how to get wizard out of a chair?
Well, luckily for you, he'd fallen off the chair when he died, so.
Oh,
he God. Had?
Yeah, you found him laying on the floor.
I thought he was in the chair.
Yeah, I thought he was sitting there.
I really could have sworn you said he was sitting in the chair.
Dear listener, I swear I said he was on the floor. Write us. Did I change my mind partway through the scene? Because that is entirely possible.
It's possible that you said that there was a chair and that you said that there was Wizard Dave and we connected that he was in the chair.
I think you're supposed to have fallen out of the chair.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well.
Either way, there are stains and they need to be gotten out.
But all right. Uh-huh. So a couple of you are burying the Great Wizard Dave, and there were intelligence checks from some of the rest of you to do.
Mine was 26.
Okay. So we have
mine was 14.
Healthy.
Bad. Real bad.
Cog is also around.
As a Skrullo, so I will roll for both of them. So the Skrullo does. The Skrullo. The Great Skrullo does okay. Rolled low, but has high skills. And Cog rolls pretty damn high. So between all of you, I finish writing down stuff before I start talking again instead of meandering like this. Okay, so between all of you, you take a look over these notes and you see why the Great Wizard Dave perhaps failed in his venture. So as far as getting the core more stable, you can do that. You've already done most of the work. The shield is stopping it from tearing itself apart further, but you can make it so the bursts of magic quiet down completely and it's just running like it should. That much you get out of the notes, no problem.
Okay.
Okay.
And Grix, you figure out how to, from the notes, figure out how to rebuild a couple of the more essential consoles, or at least have enough to jury-rig them together for everyone to be able to adjust the core as intended. There were clearly some basic things up in command, so they could do things like, at least so they could do something really basic, like lower the power output to the, basically, lift, so it could lower into the clouds. But yeah, most of the tuning, you'll need to build some stuff to do here.
Uh-huh.
Wealthy, you and Cog do a lot of math.
Mm-hmm.
So much math, an absurd amount of math. The Great Wizard Dave was running into the problem that, at a certain point, your battery just runs out of battery. And so there's no real solution for that. It looks like he did push it a little bit further, you know, than it would have otherwise, and then they started pitching souls into it. Gave it a bit of a boost.
Like you do.
But this thing will run down. That said, what was I just about to say? 1 second while I recover my train of thought. So, it is running down. That said, you think that you can just have the ability to keep a better eye on it to if you land it, you think you can reroute power and basically shut off systems you aren't using anymore and kind of more efficiently use what's left? Because lifting the mountain is what most of the energy is going to, because it's a fucking mountain. So once you set it down, you think that you could keep this thing running for like power for the city and things like that for a good bit longer.
A good bit being an estimate of?
At least decades.
Okay. Do we have any instructions on how to fly the thing?
Talk to the helm.
Yeah, I mean, the helm is got that under control, basically. They really are just tired.
Yeah, they're just tired, but
yeah.
It would... Okay, let's talk to the helm
join
then.
Join yourself to the collective. And
yeah.
You did figure out a way to land previously. You just need to figure out where you're landing.
Did we?
Yeah, the helm agreed to help us land.
Okay.
The idea floated that was extremely good was putting someone where you want to land and then using fine humanoid and giving directions.
Okay. Yeah.
Just make sure your beacon moves before you finish landing.
Then I guess our next thing to do is let Helm know that we have a plan and that we are going to have to scout out a place to land the arcs. I think the question to ask is, I think going to Frymeath and original Frymeath and asking him where we originally took off from might be the best thing to do. Then we can, you know, just park where we were.
So originally, before we left to come down here, the other group that was working on things was going to try and find a place for us to land. So
okay.
Yeah,
I think that once we get up to
there,
like once we go back up, it'll be more obvious.
They'll probably have something. Okay.
Yeah, they should have options for you.
Okay. I don't remember. Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, that was literally months ago, so.
Yes. Yeah, we've been going for a while.
And the other thing is Grix.
Yeah.
And Cog and Multi. The Great Scarello borrows all of you.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know I was on loan.
Am I reading this correctly? It appears to say that the shield technology may be somewhat reusable.
Which shield? The shield over the core?
The magical shielding that was used on, well, apparently, at some point, used on the main core and also on the secondary facilities core, where it was actually still working. Grix and Wealthy make intelligence checks.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Dirty.
Dirty 20.
All right. Wealthy, you think this guy might be onto something. Cog, think this guy might be onto something at a slightly higher number by like literally 1 or 2 points. Grix.
Yeah.
Yeah, this could work. You'd need to build some stuff around the perimeter of the arcs, but you think you could actually repurpose this into something that could basically be whatever size you want it to be. It will take more energy the further out it goes, but you both think you could do that and like rebuild it. And you think that if you tweak it just right, you might be able to run it off the more efficient kind of core that you discovered the prototype of, so it doesn't turn those decades into, you know, years or months of the arcs continuing to operate after it's landed. Could also theoretically turn it on right now once you build it, but that would be harder.
So you're saying that we should land it and then turn this on, juice it, and protect the arcs after it's landed
You can also use it to protect it now. It would just be that then you're having kind of two larger power draws at once. That said, and depending on how soon you're planning on landing, you still have a decent amount of runway left before you fall out of the sky. So
we could ease up some of the defense stress.
And you can let a lot of people rest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing to do then, though, would be to build the prototype thing.
To build the shielding bits.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I think I will check in with the group, but this seems like a great spot for my other doorway so we can get any supplies or personnel down here.
Not that direction. I
believe it's monodirectional. And has
it is.
Okay. I think you can literally only send things from here out.
Oh.
Not bring things from up, down.
Oh. And in and out.
I think if we wanted to actually like have a proper like portal, we'd have to build like a magic circle, like how the Jenkies get from.
Well, we know a lot of wizards, so somebody should be able to do that.
I mean, it takes a lot of components, though, doesn't it? Ian, what is involved with making a portal from upstairs to down here so that we can just come and go as we please and not have to, you know, take like a week long journey through the tunnels.
Let me double check. So if you were making a teleportation circle that was of limited duration, by book, it's 100 gold pieces, a loop of golden thread. You need a lot more than that to make it permanent. But you're in the Great Wizard Dave's laboratory. It's entirely possible that Jackass has this stuff lying around. So.
Ooh, I look for gold.
All right.
What would be involved in making it permanent?
Really good wizard, because I believe the permanency is a separate spell.
What about a lot of really good wizards?
Well, we don't have any of those.
I mean, we have the Great Scorello.
You only need one great wizard, assuming you give me a day to prepare.
Is great like a level? I think I've just always thought that you were like, you know, trying to sound really cool, but is
it was
that
just
like
a title?
Is that like a title?
Well, it sounded like you were
like you have a master's degree or like a PhD, or were you doing like a lot of postdoc studies or like what?
It's an epithet.
Okay, that's not answering my question, my dude.
I've got some epithets for you.
To be recorded in history, you must have a name worthy of it.
Oh, I mean, I feel like you gotta do a thing that's important enough.
You're right. I only helped save the core.
Well, you did, and so I feel like that'll help. But also, you know,
you were calling yourself the Great Squirrel.
I cannot say that word.
Now I can be called the Grace, and no one has to pronounce my true name.
Everybody else can do it.
I have also achieved great things in the realm of study.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great.
Like what? You discovered the highlighter?
Discovered?
Fairy fire?
Because when you study, you use highlighters.
Yeah, I love how that just laid dead there for...
I thought it was funny.
I just feel like you gotta do the cool thing before you can call yourself the whatever. But, you know, you do you. I don't really care about that sort of thing. I'm just curious about things.
I would argue you seem to care quite a bit, but...
Well, I mean, like, I don't... I'm interested. I don't have a dog in this fight.
Are you just trying to, like, ask Squirrella what his bona fides are?
I don't know what that means, but probably.
I have invented several spells. I made my staff. I enchanted my own clothing.
Fancy.
I have a tower befitting a wizard. And I teach students.
Oh, yeah, you did tell us you have a student. Well, you told me you have a student.
Who is your student?
How dare you forget something I mentioned in passing?
Was I there?
He was not there. No, you were actually not there. So I thought you had
this conversation in the core when you were talking about collaboration.
Yeah, but like this was part of the like very quiet conversation we were having when Squirrella was being vulnerable.
I was interpreting the bear on a meta level. All right. My student is named Uyanga. She is very talented.
The more Squirrello talks, the more you think that maybe the honorific of the great is just something that he was called sarcastically at one point and he just didn't pick that up.
Yeah, someone was like, oh, he's the goat. But they were saying it sarcastically.
Yep, like that.
Yeah. He didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So do you all probably want my help? Because this is a very strange way to collaborate.
Do you know how to make a summoning teleportation circle?
Yes, although...
Great.
We obviously need to have one on both sides.
Right. Well, we can make one here now, and then we can go to the other side and make the other one there through my door, and then we have two-directional travel.
Yes, and that would save me a spell slot. Excellent.
Great.
Plus, you all wouldn't have to wait down here quite as long.
Sure. Should we go back out to the rest of the crowd in the hallway, or in the island?
Cross the river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do it there so that we have, you know, the whole group and we can take the cart back and all that jazz.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Fonz, you got all the stuff you want from the lab here?
Looks behind him. There's just like a bunch of things simmering.
Are you going to wait?
Well, I mean, like, we'll be back in a couple, we'll be back pretty soon.
Yeah, but if it's simmering, that's...
Yeah, by the time y'all get back here, I should have some, like...
Grad students should be able to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Okay.
I will also remain here to start building the teleportation circle.
Okay, cool.
Okay, you're going to want to let those, like, simmer for a while until they're reduced to about a quarter of their current volume. That's how you know they're getting good. And as soon as they change color, take them off the heat. But don't cork them right away.
So I'm not keeping an eye on you. I'm doing your work for you now.
Uh huh.
What if we leave Lucky?
Okay.
I mean, it'll just be for another couple days.
You should ask Lucky, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Cool. All right. Okay. Are we heading back up right now?
Okay. I just want to make sure we understand what the order of operations is going to be for the next couple of steps. Because if we don't actually all agree, or if Ian has interpreted things differently, we could have problems. Mm-hmm. So Squirrello is staying here. He's going to make a teleportation circle here.
Well, probably in the hallway, but yes.
In the hall, wherever makes sense down here.
Wherever is safe and not full of radiation.
Wherever is safe and not a problem.
And enough space that we can bring things through and not like be all jumbled
maybe
in a closet.
Maybe just make a new room. Just make a new room.
That's also complex magic, and I don't want to make Squirrello do that also.
Can I borrow a hole bulb?
You can, yeah, sure. Here, Jesse
perhaps a stone shape.
Hmm?
And perhaps a stone shape.
I don't think I have another. I don't have another.
I've got a spare.
Oh, I have one. Well, you're going to have to give the whole bulb also, because I don't actually have any of the whole bulbs.
Oh, did you use yours?
You didn't give out the whole bulbs. You canceled.
I got one.
You did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, Jesse didn't, and I don't, I mean, I assume that that's because Jesse didn't think she would need it. Just fine.
Still have a stone-shaped potion as well that I can.
Yeah. They're super handy.
Mm-hmm.
So Grix will give the whole bulb and the stone-shaped potion.
Okay.
Ian, can you remind us of like what the exact parameters of using the door patches is? Because we have one up in the brewery. That's where we left the other one. And like, is it just that everybody can like go one way forever, or is it like a limited duration?
Let me figure that out for you.
Yeah, mostly because like, if we do need to like wait, like if Squirrello has to cast both of the like transportation circle spells, I would want to like wait until Squirrello can also come through.
I see. He certainly does need to do that. So he does need to be the one that casts it on both ends.
Okay, great.
To link them together, he won't be able to start that process until tomorrow.
Okay,
and then.
So Squirrello has to wait until tomorrow to cast the first of the spells?
Correct.
And then will we have to wait until the day after that for him to cast the second of the spells upstairs?
Yeah. Okay, I finally found my stupid item notes, which are, of course, the one thing I did not label. Scrivener document, for some reason. Okay, let's see. Door to before. They stay open for 1 minute or until the door on either side is closed.
So whichever is longer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or sorry, whichever is shorter. So it'll last for 1 minute, or you can close the door ahead of time and it will destroy the,
okay, the door. So we do kind of have to wait until Squirrello has like finished,
yeah,
the teleportation circle down here.
Yes.
So we have to wait at least a day? They have to, yes, wait until at least tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Sounds, correct, like.
I say Squirrello can also teleport himself back, but.
Oh.
Well, she can technically teleport herself back. Actually, she can't right now, but.
No, I can't right now. I'm not in my body.
So then when we get up there, were we going to take, like, stuff to start building the.
Add-ons.
Like the shields outside? Is that the plan? What do you mean by the add-ons?
Well, Ian mentioned needing to...
You're talking about the same thing. I think you're talking about, yeah, adding stuff to make it so the shield can be a thing for the, right, entire arcs.
I don't, oh, know. Okay. Where does that happen? What is that?
That would be out on the... At least some of the emitter bits would have to be out on the perimeter of the arcs. So, yeah, for that stuff, it will require a lot of material because you're scaling this up quite a bit. So some of that might be available here, but you're probably outstripping the supply of... An admittedly professional lab, but a lab.
Sure.
You need to talk to the city and see what they can.
Yeah, yeah.
Up for,
oh,
you.
Yeah. I'm sure of that. I don't think we should go build a whole shield array thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that part. I guess whenever we have both sides of the portal, we'll be able to do more transporting of whatever stuff we need from down here, up there, so that it can actually like be in the right place. But it does sound like mostly we'll be having to make some stuff like up there.
Yeah.
The Corps of Engineers or whatever.
Yep. Maintenance crew is about to have a very busy time.
Yeah. Then there's also, once we're up there, getting the, like figuring out where to land and getting the, getting someone out to that spot so that we'll be able to navigate the helm there.
Sounds, yeah, good.
All right. So you guys can head back now. You can wait a day. So you take Squirrello with you and can immediately go over there and start working. Or you can just have him teleport back himself and probably won't get distracted. This is pretty important.
I don't know. I think we should just wait till tomorrow morning when he can...
Do it, and then we all go back together.
Yeah, do it, yeah, and then we all go back together. That, okay, just seems simplest.
crash at Wizard Dave's.
Yeah. I assume you get everyone else over, and because Grix, you can just use an illusion or two to make a bridge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a party at Wizard Dave's.
Yeah. Before you know it, Vons and Grix, or Steamboat, are in the back playing with the bones, making the skulls say, "Dave's not here, man."
They are buried. Do you dig up a grave to do so?
Ah, that sounds like work.
Thank fuck.
We go and we sing a little setting appropriate hymn around the grave. See Wizard Dave off.
Here lies Wizard Dave. We heard
never again to go to a rave.
We heard he was a dick, and
but his notes might do the trick.
Jesse just doesn't know how to rhyme, so she just keeps going. He made a bunch of like these rock people. They seem pretty cool, so, but I feel like that's because they, you know, had to face adversity for like 800 years or something. So probably, yeah, I don't know.
Nice rhyme. Yeah.
Well done.
What rhyme?
Huh?
Anyway, good riddance.
We set down a bouquet of mushrooms. Cave mushrooms.
Sure.
All right. So you send the Great Wizard Dave off to the afterlife.
Uh-huh.
Sort of. And
I mean, I feel like he's already there.
Yeah, probably. And you go and all post up. And you start looking around a little bit more and aren't just going to and from the lab.
Uh-huh.
There's a surprising number of rooms here. Not enough to really hold your entire giant group of people, but enough that people double up. It's pretty comfortable. So yeah. Now I have a very important question for you. What do you want Underling to make the group for breakfast tomorrow morning?
What's crepes?
Waffles?
Crepes.
Is that what Adam said?
Crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, crepes sounds good.
Wealthy, you good with crepes?
Yeah, great. Crepes are fine. I just haven't had waffles in a while.
Gotta get you some waffles, girl.
Very important. All right. You wake up the next morning to the smell of crepes.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'm excited.
You succeed at crepes. The Squirrel starts working on the teleportation circle, the Great Squirrel. And you guys have kind of already talked over everything, but is there anything else you want to talk to each other about before you go back into the hustle and bustle of collaborating with the city government to try to save this place?
Ooh, city government.
This just might be your last, like, capital D, capital T downtime in a while, so.
Yeah, I really might. How's our girl doing?
You're
going to have to specify.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Purity, how's Purity doing?
Well, she's upstairs. Not here, so.
So we don't really
know. No, she's up working at the place, I'm sure.
This isn't a cutaway. This was do you guys want to talk to each other?
we're still in the
You're still downstairs.
I feel like we should be like informing Purity. She still owes us.
Well, we're gonna do that.
You can once you go back.
we're not upstairs yet, man.
Yeah. I mean, we can send a rat.
We do not have a rat.
Really can't. We
can't. Do you know like, where we are?
Oh,
shit, we cannot.
We're too deep for rats. The rats don't know where we are.
If you guys double timed it, it would take a week to get back. Well, not double timed it, but if you went with no obstacles, it would probably take a week to get back from in here.
If we go, go upstairs, we can find out how Purity's doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought my ears felt funny.
Yeah. Also, it's a little weird that you're, like, more interested in how Purity's doing than the girlfriend that you have here.
Yeah, I've got too many directions to take that.
Yeah, Vons, come on. What's going on? Says Lucky, poking you. Little sister is prone to do.
Yeah, no worries, man. It's fine, but it's just weird. That's all saying.
Everyone keeps staring at him.
Jesse aggressively looks away and starts making conversation with Squirrelo. So you got everything you need? You got everything you need, bro? Jesse basically just regrets bringing that up.
Yes, I believe I do.
Cool. I believe in you, man. Thanks for being a pal.
You are welcome.
You got to introduce us to your student when we get back up.
I will see if she is amenable.
Cool. She can come by the brewery.
I will see if I can convince her to leave her home for more than about 5 minutes.
Oh, interesting. Okay. We'll find out if we find out.
All right. You go. You wait.
Uh-huh.
And a teleportation circle is established.
All right. I build the door on the wall.
The whole bulb gets you real quick. I should describe what it ended up being. The whole bulb ends up being used to carve out a giant tunnel in the side of the space. In the side of the hallway space, not in the side of Great Wizard Dave's domicile area. A little stone shape to make a little raised platform and a ramp, and you have a nice loading dock of a teleportation circle.
Cool.
Okay. So you slap the door.
Loading dock. Nice.
So you slap the door on the wall. You knock 3 times. The patch expands into a full-size door and opens.
Cool.
You all hustle the fuck through as fast as possible, because it isn't that long to move 20 people through a space.
Uh-huh. Yep. We were all ready. We were queued up.
Yes. The cart is left. The goat is not.
That's good.
It's a bit of a squeeze for local teen dragon, but you all make it through. All right.
Oh, Sarah's still here. That's great.
Sarah can't leave on her own.
No, I know. But still, it's nice. It's nice she's still here.
And I'm going to assume that Jones stayed here to continue to work out the whole piloting thing.
Yeah, I don't really want to explain Jones to people upstairs, if we can help it.
What if you put them in a sun hat? I think that would make them seem less threatening.
Oh, that would be adorable. No, I want to anyway.
Maybe on your next visit, Dan, you can bring it as part of the supplies. All right. So you all head back into the brewery.
Yeah.
Bonds is having conversation with Grix, asking, So was she actually a girlfriend?
I don't know. That's, yeah? Yes.
Because I don't know. I don't know if I was, I don't,
yes,
what?
The answer is yes.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Well, huh.
Yep.
Yeah, the camera zooms out on Vaughn's just looking wide-eyed and contemplative for a moment.
It's not a rack shot.
It'll be okay. We'll make sure that you have one more heart-to-heart with her soon. And it'll be very thorough and definitive.
So, like, I should pick up some, like, flowers or something?
Sure.
How do you girlfriend?
Mine turned out to be an evil spy, so, like, I don't know.
Mine just disappeared.
I would argue Grix was spying on her. And that Wealthy turned down every advance that Julia made.
This is true.
We're talking about green, right? So, like...
That is, in fact, who we're talking about.
That
this whole
is
time.
Who we're talking about.
Just making sure I didn't get another girlfriend without knowing it, or got the other... I don't know what I'm doing.
You'll be fine. Just go talk to her more.
Is talking the best idea?
No one can see me just burying my face in my palm.
No, go catch an acting together.
Okay. Yeah,
then you can spend time in companionable silence.
That's probably wise. Okay, move on. Thanks.
Yeah, so we terrify the hell out of everyone at the Fermenting Fox.
Yes,
we
just gonna like, say you
burst out of the wall.
Yeah.
We smell you probably so put
it
bad.
You probably put it in the main room because there wouldn't be enough space for everyone else to exit.
Yeah. Yeah, we smell so bad, and some of us are still bleeding a little bit. And
some people spill their drinks as they, scramble out of the way. Young Whiskey, being a pro, manages to leap up from the table with his drink and just sips it as the rest of you walk by him.
Oh, hey, Young Whiskey, how's it going?
Good. Looks like you had an adventure.
We did.
What's that smell?
Body odor.
We had chocolate chip cookies.
Cave.
There were crepes.
Alchemy, probably also.
The potpourri, got it.
Dead wizard.
Oh, yeah, dead wizard.
There were many dead bodies.
You get used to the dead wizard after a while.
Yeah.
How do I keep killing conversation, guys?
It's fine.
Young Wissy just takes a long drink and goes, cool, toasts, and goes to a table that isn't turned over.
Yeah, so I think Jesse's going to go with probably... Well, here's a question. What's the state of the situation up here? Presumably we're all still in lockdown.
Yep, all still in lockdown. Power restrictions.
Who's been running the fermenting fox this whole time? Because we did take all of the employees.
You did not. Because remember, at one point, a couple of, like, waitresses were hired.
Oh.
Wait critters. So they got a promotion.
Great.
Also, you picked up a spare bartender somewhere.
Wonderful.
As Esmeralda apparently works second shift to make more money. Because why not? It's in the same neighborhood.
Anything notable that the people in the Fermenting Fox can tell us about anything? Or should we just head straight to command?
And talk to purity.
You go up to the bar. You click the rumors dialogue option. Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yes.
Say, you hear any news?
Esmeralda's polishing a glass inexplicably because I'm not sure they're made of glass in this setting. And, well, nothing is... Sorry, that's not her voice at all. Not that I remember what it is, but you know. Well, so nothing's too crazy. We're still on lockdown. Everyone was getting worried you were dead, but the city kept saying give it more time, and also you haven't died yet, which seemed like a promising factor in your favor. So there is a thing where the corruption keeps scouting us out. They keep spotting flyers, usually just birds, just in sight of the arcs. So no big attacks since you've been gone, but they're keeping tabs on us.
That's weird.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Permanent cloud cover. What you gonna do?
Yeah, no, I know, but don't like it. Yeah, let's head to command.
Yeah, okay. We should check in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take a bath first, or do you just all show up in bloody grimy adventuring gear?
I feel like we could just take like a quick
sponge bath.
Yeah, like a quick.
We'll just hose everybody off in the tanks. Next to the tanks. Next to the drainage.
Yeah.
Where the tanks
there are bathhouses. That is the thing you want. Although, and the heating elements here are usually standalone, so it might actually still even be warm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think we should take a bath.
Yeah, a quick one.
Since I did introduce the idea that we smell bad.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The people who happily clean clothing and do laundry while you are taking a bath are overwhelmed by the amount of stuff, but will do their best. You all take a bath. We have the bathhouse scene that is reserved for only our most premium listeners.
Yeah, subscribe to us on our other, you know, what do you call that? The Patreon, and get all the spicy content.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Note, we do not have a Patreon.
No, nah, she's hidden really well. Keep looking.
Please do not follow someone on Patreon thinking they are us.
I don't know. Maybe they're good, though.
You say that. People are going to follow someone who then gets canceled.
And they're going to blame us. I don't want that.
They got nothing to do with us. It's, yeah.
You see all the reactionary headlines now. I don't want to do this bit no more. All right. So we all take a bath. You all have clean gear. Were you going to ask command where you wanted Scarella to put the other teleportation circle?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Where do we like that?
I don't know. I think it was just like ask command where would be the easiest place for everybody.
Sure.
Probably somewhere in command or controlled by command so that not just anyone can go down into the core area.
Yeah, with airlock, someone's going to wander up from the rest of the tunnels, past all the security measures.
I don't know that anyone's going to get down there.
I more meant wander up to find the teleportation circle area, given that you all have proven to have a talent for that, to showing up in command where you shouldn't be.
Well, yeah, but we're special. We have a protagonist armor on.
Yeah, your orange player character vests.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I feel the need to credit that at some point. That is from 2GMs, 1 mic, dear listener. But I love it so much. All right. So, you all adjust your vests and you head on up to command.
Hey.
We're back.
How's it going?
Captain Major greets you.
Hey, Captain.
You all survive.
Well, yeah, we have protagonist vests.
Uh-huh.
Your nose is bleeding slightly, and also, yes, that makes sense.
Sorry. Does it bother you when my nose bleeds? Because people tell me that all the time, and I don't know, like, if that's a problem.
Well, you just let it free flow is the problem.
Yeah, and someone might be listening. I don't have visual line of sight.
All of your shirts have red stains on them.
It's fine. I'm the tank.
All of them.
Every single one.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good trip down. We met some people, talked some things, killed some stuff.
Oh, the wizard Dave is like hella dead.
Yeah.
Been for a while.
That's disappointing, but not surprising.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it would be surprising. No. But he's got a bunch of constructs that are running things for him, so it's probably fine.
Now, the weird part is that you thought he was alive. That's a little surprising.
They're, like, pretty chill, actually, also. They were, like, really, really helpful in, you know, helping us to get the core, like, you know, kind of temp fixed. And, one of them made crepes for us this morning. That was really tasty.
Don't know where they got the eggs.
Well, yeah, it was surprising how great that refrigerator works. Mm-hmm. That's our refrigerator. We've got dibs.
It's because of the Freon.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that why the crepes tasted extra?
No, that's why
fuzzy.
The fridge runs. Don't dip your crepes in Freon.
Unless you want real flavor. I don't know.
No, that's what the cadmium is for.
You're right. How could I have made that mistake? Okay.
Syrup is for cowards.
<That's right. laughs> But all right, so you all are led by Captain Major into the council chambers. That's where you all fit.
That's the primary attribute t-shirt right there. A crepe wrapped around a battery with...
Would you like your t-shirt to be a super obscure bit? Oh, that's most
only half of which you will understand because part of it had to do with our warm-up exercise.
Pre-recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is your chance. But okay. So you go. You all head up. You meet in the council chamber.
Yeah. We call a meeting.
Question. Yeah. So call a meeting of like the overseers and the heads of the various groups.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a big conversation about what you found and presumably where you're going to land.
Yeah.
So why don't we pick up there next time?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Good.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the steamboat. Nope. I don't play Grix, the steamboat. I play... Let's just start all over again. And I'm Wit.